Good morning, the front that brought heat and humidity as well as a round of showers and thunderstorms across the region overnight last night is now tracking off the eastern seaboard. In its wake, the dew point levels have come down considerably, so a much more comfortable start to the day. Clouds are also breaking up, so we'll have a fair amount of sunshine, with temperatures starting mainly in the upper 50s and lower 60s. With that sunshine and a westerly breeze behind the front, it'll be a much more pleasant day today, even as temperatures rise through the 70s and up toward 80 degrees on average for afternoon highs. A nice refreshing night tonight with high pressure overhead. It'll be clear, and temperatures will drop quickly after sunset, down into the 50s overnight with even some 40s across the higher terrain. This will set us up for a nice sunny day tomorrow with that same high pressure center in control. The humidity will come back a bit and it will be warmer with temperatures in the lower to middle 80s. Humidity will continue to build back in around the backside of high pressure on Friday, and the warmth will continue to increase with temperatures reaching the middle and upper 80s on Friday afternoon, and with the humidity it will feel like it's in the lower 90s. The next front will make an approach late Friday and Friday night and move through the area on Saturday. This will be our next threat for scattered showers and thunderstorms. Behind this next front, it looks like more seasonably cool air will build in for the second half of the weekend on Sunday. With a return to sunshine, highs will be back into the lower 70s, which is where they will stay for the beginning of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the upper Mississippi Valley west-northwestward into North Dakota. Deep layer shear, increasing to about 50 knots this afternoon across the region, will be quite favorable for rotating updrafts. A strengthening southwesterly low-level jet stream nosing into central Minnesota and western and northwestern Wisconsin this afternoon and evening will result in increased shear, producing a tornado threat that will persist into the evening hours. In addition to the tornado threat, large hail, some exceeding 2 inches in diameter, and damaging winds appear probable. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Dolly, which made landfall overnight along the Gulf Coast of Mexico and is now located about 40 miles southwest of Tampico. Dolly is moving toward the west near 8 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue for the next day or so. On the forecast track, the center of Dolly will move farther inland over the eastern parts of Mexico today. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional weakening will occur during the next 24 hours while Dolly moves inland. The system is expected to dissipate by tomorrow. Dolly is also, though, expected to produce rainfall amounts of 5 to 10 inches with isolated maximum amounts of 15 inches through this evening. This rainfall is expected to cause life-threatening flash floods and mudslides in areas of mountainous terrain across northeastern Mexico. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Saipan Island on the Mariana Islands at 10:54 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Baru, Brazil at 6:15 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light drizzle and fog, 46 degrees with a northwest wind at 60 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with light snow and 30 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 66 degrees, the dew point 60, 81% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.92 inches and on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low of 23 at Jeffries City, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 80s, Boston sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 70. The average temperature 79, that's 12 degrees above normal. 0.15 of an inch of rain yesterday in Albany, that's also the total for the month, which is 0.04 below normal. And 26.93 inches for the year, which is 0.59 of an inch of precipitation above normal. There were 14 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 28. That's 20 above normal, and 595 for the year, which is 44 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 56. The record high, 100, set in 1953, and the record low, 39, in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 6:22 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:26 p.m., 13 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s to mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today and highs in the lower 80s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs reaching the lower 80s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit more humid, lower to mid-80s. Hazy, hot, humid Friday, upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday near 80. Sunny and cooler Sunday in the lower 70s. Mostly sunny, lower 70s Monday. And mid-70s with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.